This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado health officials have confirmed 15 new presumptive positive cases of coronavirus. The state's total cases now stands at 48, with one indeterminate. All tests need to be confirmed by the CDC. The state lab has completed more than 400 tests since February 28th. State health officials turned away people from the drive-up coronavirus testing site in Denver today because of high demand. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
Hundreds of cars became backed up and potentially infected people waited 3 hours to get swabbed at the site, which is open for 4 hours a day. Anyone who didn't make the cut will get first dibs Friday. Colorado Public Health Incident Commander Scott Bookman urged people to ask their doctors about testing through private companies like LabCorp so the state lab does not get overrun. The lab is the only one of its kind in Colorado, at least for now. Bookman said his team is looking to open more drive-up sites elsewhere. David Sachs, Denverite.
Colorado regulators will seek an $18 million penalty against Occidental Petroleum for a home explosion in Firestone nearly 3 years after it killed two members of one family. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission's Jeff Robbins says it's the largest penalty ever sought against an oil and gas company here.
We know it won't ever mean that the Martinez family will have their loved ones returned, but with today's decision, we are using every tool possible to be able to avoid any future tragedies.
45 degrees, it's mostly cloudy in Metro Denver, 58 and clear for Grand Junction. This is CPR.